Disastrous news, in fact, today from the government. The FCC has decided that, not that interested in net neutrality. Now, that's interesting because they had made a lot of protestations in the Obama administration about how much they cared about net neutrality, and Chairman Tom Wheeler had promised left and right and all around that he would protect net neutrality at all costs. Apparently, he was lying. So, let me tell you the latest. The FCC's plan would restructure the rules, that govern online traffic by granting internet service providers the ability to give some websites preferential treatment, i.e. faster traffic in exchange for money. Well, freedom on the internet, it was nice knowing you. Because that allows the internet providers, whoever they happen to be, Comcast, Verizon, whatever, there's internet providers all across the country, to say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pick winners and losers. Oh, did you say something against Comcast? Oh, funny how your website slowed down to a crawl. Good luck trying to get anybody to go on your website. We're screwed. Let me give you more details. If such rules were imposed, activists fear internet service providers would make bandwidth-exhaustive websites, think Netflix and Skype, pay more for smoother delivery, which would theoretically mean higher prices for customers in turn. So there's the issue of higher prices as well. I'm a lot more concerned about the freedom of the internet and what we're allowed to say on there. But yes, for the consumers, you will be screwed in several different ways. In fact, Netflix already made a deal with Comcast to pay more for higher connection speeds because they knew this was coming down the road, apparently. They knew it better than we did. And today, Netflix, or I think it might have been yesterday, actually, Netflix announced that they will, in fact, be increasing prices for customers. Funny how that works, right?